Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful word of encouragement. How blessed we are to have blessed youth. Well, my dear family, the Lord wanted to encourage us that these past few weeks and months of exceptional setbacks and suffering have not been in vain. It truly blessed my heart to hear his joy over us. He began, "My precious, precious children, I would not have you fall into despair when events become difficult for you. I would not have you believe that I am angry with you and punishing you. This is far from the truth. You have been standing between the wrath of my Father for the sins of this nation and the world. Even as it is written, 'Who shall I send?' You have stood up and said, 'Send me.' And I looked for one to stand in the gap and found none. Now I can truly say I have found you, and you have been faithful against the wrath of the devil to persevere and carry a cross for the world in the midst of many torments. How thankful I am to you. I will never be able to express to you the magnificent effect you have had upon the world by your simple obedience. Truly, I have hidden from you all the good you have done, lest you become prideful. But the day is soon coming, my bride, when you will behold the fruits of your sufferings and prayers. How proud I am of you all for standing your ground. My heart cannot express the joy I feel for your faithfulness. It is impossible to say thank you and let it go at that. The world is becoming a different place because of you. There are children being released and rescued from torments because of what you faithfully bore in adversity. There are governments turning over a new leaf and purging corruption because of your prayers. How many and how varied you are across the face of the globe, and when the tally is made, how amazing are the results from this little group of heart dwellers. Suffice it to say, you have not labored in vain. Rather, you have brought forth fruit lasting unto the ages of ages that will continue to expand and bring forth more fruit. How frustrated the enemy is with you for your simple obedience. At times it has driven him to despair because such well-laid plans have crumbled to dust. Yes, this is a good thing, a very good thing. A miracle wrought at the hands of my littlest faithful ones around the globe. As things continue to change, there is much rejoicing in heaven, and as goodness is felt around the world, as evil is purged from governments, as light is brought forth to more nations, as the Muslim people find their salvation in me alone, heaven rejoices and looks down upon you with wonder that you have chosen to sacrifice for those you do not even know. Oh yes, the great cloud of witnesses rejoices over those who have taken up their cross and followed me, and they see what you cannot see. They see the great numbers being added to the kingdom daily. They see hearts that were hard and evil being turned to good and coming alive again with hope. And their joy in your prayers and sacrifices knows no bounds. I wanted to tell you this because many of you have really taken a beating, and you cannot see the fruit of your labors, but I see it all. Heaven sees it, and my Father rejoices over you, each and every one who has done their part to bring this about. Now I want you to understand that the enemy in this hour has taken a great beating. Many of his plans have been ground into dust and scattered in the wind. Many he thought he held captive, bound for hell, have been released and gloriously taken to heaven. And more is coming. More and more these conversions spread a holy fire through the nations, drawing more and more souls into the kingdom. New ministries are being born and taking the initiative to set the captives free. You do not see from your viewpoint, but many of these have been spurred on by your hidden prayers, so that you not only bring forth fruit in your lifetime, but those you beget are bringing forth more and more fruit, and their next generation shall bring forth more and more fruit until the rivers are overflowing with souls that have given their lives to me. So I say to you today, rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. Greatly have you impacted the world. Do not despair at your losses. You will never outgive me. If you have yet to experience the sweetness of the garden with me, ask and expect me to answer your prayer. But either way, I have many consolations in store for you, and nothing you have sacrificed for me has gone unnoticed. I truly has not seen, ears truly have not heard, what I have prepared for those who love me. And you, amongst many, are those who truly have loved me and responded to my call to prayer and sacrifice. Well, my dear heart dwellers, I just want to add that your prayers are powerful, and I've experienced them firsthand. We've had some major turnarounds and corners turned with Ezekiel's health. He's had two major healings now, and the devil has been put to flight in the most embarrassing way. It's really quite amazing what the Lord has done. He's stretched our faith, that's for sure. And the battle does continue, but there has been a major victory over the enemy and a major loss for him. And we thank the Lord for this beautiful victory and stand in his promises to us. And we know that even these sufferings, they come and they go, and the strangest circumstances, the strangest things will happen. They'll come and then they'll go. And there's no explanation for it, none at all, except that in that moment, in that hour, that sacrifice was necessary for the Lord's work. So it really is quite amazing to behold. We're no longer concerned about this disease or that disease because we realize that the Lord puts burdens on us that don't really have anything to do, even to do with our bodies at times. And feel pains or sufferings in various places that he turns around and lifts quickly thereafter with no trace of anything left. So it's really quite amazing how he's using these different burdens. And I wanted to encourage you, whatever you've lost, believe me, he will make it up to you. He's an amazing God and he loves us so tenderly. I can't wait to see the day that he rejoices over us all. Well, God bless you, dear ones, and thank you for your continued support of our mission. In this last week, we received a large donation, and the donor asked that we bless ministries with it. So we sent all of that out except for a very small amount to be used for domestic issues, people who need firewood and food and that kind of thing. But we certainly appreciate your donations to the mission itself because we do have a staff to take care of. And everything that is left over from that goes out to the four corners of the world, especially in the places where there's the most sorrow and the most suffering. So the Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you again for your prayers. We are winning this war. Amen.